I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP. Radio.
High five.
Well, hello, my fellow DDP yoga warriors. You know what time it is. It's Wednesday night, which means, of course, DDP Radio right here at ddpradio.com. My name is Mike Mullins. You can check me out over at mike@90%.com for all kinds of the fun buffoonery that happens over there. And, of course, I'm being joined by the voice of reason. She is the angel on my left shoulder compared to Robert on my right. The one and only Stacey Morris from StaceyMorris.com. How are you, Stacey?
Hey, what can I say? I'm a Libra. Hey, nice to be here tonight, guys.
All right.
I have absolutely no idea what that means, by the way.
the voice of reason, you know, balanced scales. It's in my sun sign. I can't help it.
Okay.
All right. And the Lucha League, I see over there. And, of course, to my right, of course, he is the Prince of Darkness. He is the dark to my light, the sorrow to my joy. He is the one, the only, Robert McLaren. How are you, brother?
I'm basically Satan. Is that what you're saying?
I don't think you'd refute that. Would you rather me put you over as a good, kind-hearted human being? That's kind of like your gimmick, like the Prince of Darkness.
You can't just, right in the middle a little bit, just, you know.
We only go extremes on this show, brother. You know that.
Yeah. Jesus. Anyway, I'm hanging in there, you know, just where it's always busy at the anything to do with DDP yoga, and everything's chaotic, and it's just kind of how we do it. So, you know.
And I know you've been here since the beginning, and I know you started when you probably did about a half an hour of work, you know, for Dallas sometime during the night or whatever.
Yeah.
Your job has just expanded and evolved over time. And, I mean, a lot of people have joined the crew, and we've got so much of a bigger kind of unit now. But Robert was one of the guys that was just – it was just you and Dee just rolling things out, trying to get things underway. And, you know, now you probably get about 20 minutes to yourself to go to the bathroom and shove some food in your mouth during the day. But it's an amazing
day.
Yeah. It's an amazing ride. And you're always jacked full of stuff to do and probably never so more than right now with all that's going on. And I know you've been really busy, but the Performance Center, the app, the Jake the Snake Roberts movie, it all just kind of coagulated into one part of the calendar year, and you guys are jammed right now.
Oh, definitely. I mean, like you said, the app is, you know, as good as the app is, there's still bugs to work out, so we're working on those. We've got, you know, Dallas and Jake Dallas and Steve are working hard on the getting the movie out there. Is there some kind of feedback or something? What's going on there?
I do not know.
Sorry, that is my phone. I'm getting somebody retweeted something, and I got a little buzz.
Okay, well, just so you know, Stacey, those come with mute buttons.
my phone, it's muted. It is totally muted.
Okay.
And it's off vibrate. Anyway,
that's what
I'm hoping that won't happen again.
Well, that might just be like a little bit of a electronic interference just because it's getting an alert.
All right.
But before I was interrupted by Stacey's phone... No, I mean we're staying busy with all that stuff. We've always, you know, we're adding new apparel to the store. We put some more up yesterday. We're gonna have some more come up the next couple of days. It's just I have to kind of schedule things now to get things done because there's just so much to do.
Of course. And it's kind of, we'll talk about this. We'll hit on this really quickly. And then we'll move on to, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. We're kind of just flowing. Like, we're going with the flow today. We're just going to take the conversation where it takes us. And we got all kinds of motivating, fun tips. And Stacey's got an amazing recipe too. But I wanted to talk about this for just a second. Of course, we talked about the Jake the Snake Roberts documentary last week with Matt Dean, who joined us. Number one on iTunes. It hit on the sports and the documentary charts today. That is huge. For an independently produced documentary like that coming from us, it's a huge accomplishment.
Definitely.
And, you know, DDP Yoga, you know, is called DDP Yoga, and it's a workout program. But the way this company has evolved, you know, DDP Yoga is a hub. That's the center of everything we do is the workouts that Dallas created. But this kind of juggernaut, it's become a production facility. It's become a workout studio, a workout DVD, and the app. You know, Dallas, you know, whether you're his biggest fan or you never liked him or whatever extreme you go to, you can't deny that this guy is a visionary and the places he sees this company going – that's not normal. Like, I don't understand how anyone could just, you know, come up with these crazy ideas and not just come up with them, but make them happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's... go ahead, Stacey.
Oh, go ahead.
I thought I heard Stacey.
No, I was listening to you guys.
Oh, well, I mean...
Go for it.
We have, like, such an amazing crew. That's really... One thing to keep in mind is because we have, you know, some amazing video guys, even including Dylan, you know, production guys. We've got so many guys, though, so many people that work so hard all the time. I mean, Steve is, you know, always doing something with the app or something, you know, I don't know, really know how he's able to split his time the way he does. You know, we've got, you know, Stevie and Christina in there doing their thing, and we've got just this amazing production crew, and it's just we have some really, really dedicated people.
And I know since we started this, like we've gotten to bring on a lot of people on board to this to this company, and you know it's grown so huge. And sometimes you forget, like I mean, we see Stevie all the time. We talk to Stevie, or you know he's part of the company. And sometimes we even forget that. Stevie Richards is a huge freaking name. He's been to WrestleMania how many times? He's been
Seven.
On TV during the Monday Night Wars. Yeah. That's just, it's one of those things that, like, we take that for granted. Like, Stevie Richards is in this fold. You know, Dallas gets a lot of people putting him over, but Stevie Richards is with us. He's on our team. And I think that gets overlooked sometimes because Stevie was a huge star, and he's on TV right now having a run on the second biggest wrestling company in the world.
Yeah, and Stevie is so humble about everything. He's not one to toot his own horn, but yeah, he's on Ring of Honor right now, and he just had a really good match. I can't remember the dude's name, but you know he's out there, and the guy Stevie is still in amazing shape, just doing his thing.
Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why he does fly under the radar. And we kind of have to sit back and go, wait, you have Stevie Richards in the fold because he's not constantly telling you what he's done. And he's Stevie Richards. Like, he's so humble about it that, you know, he just become, you know, Stevie to us, you know, our friend Stevie. But I got to say, there's a lot of guys that go out there far beyond their prime. And they go out there and they get a payday and they go out there and they're entertaining to the crowd. And, you know, they get a little thing. But it's obvious that they don't belong with the younger kids. Stevie Richards is the complete opposite. He's one of those guys that came from that, you know, attitude, WWE, WCW era, ECW, that looks like he can hang with the 20-year-olds any day of the week. And he looks like he belongs. Not only does he belong, he's better than anyone else because you take the shape he's in and his work ethic and then the years of experience that he's got under his belt, and he still can go better than anyone on the new roster.
Well, I mean, he just had an amazing match against Jay Lethal not too long ago, and you know how good Jay Lethal is. And they did 20 minutes, and it was not only a 20-minute match, but it was a 20-minute fast-paced match, and they, you know, they had the crowd into it, and they put on one hell of a show. For that's not something that many people who have as many years in the business as Stevie can do.
Yeah, he's a hell of an athlete. We talked about this, touched on this last week. He's a machine in the gym. And we're going to – Robert, I emailed Robert today. I think we're going to try to get him on in the next few weeks to talk about his run and talk about his role. And also he has a brand new fitness company that he's starting, his own brand of personal training and stuff that I know several people are taking advantage of right now. And you'd be stupid not to, because that guy knows what he's doing. So we're going to have to get him on to talk about his new program and promote his TV appearances and stuff as well. So we'll try to make that happen in the next few weeks. I know he's busy, but we'll work on that.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Always fun to talk to him. And moving on, we kind of wanted to take today, we kind of have a little, usually I usually sit down about an hour before the show starts and jot down my notes, and I'm a meticulous note taker. It's probably a touch of OCD. It's weird. I don't have OCD, and I should care less about certain things, but certain things I have to, do, and it's weird, how random they are. But that's one of those things. I usually have an outline of where we're going to go in the show. Today, we took that outline, we crumpled it up, and threw it in the trash.
Yes.
Because we kind of wanted to just take it where it wanted to go, and we're going to, talk, just like three friends sitting in the room talking, and hopefully you'll be able to eavesdrop in and feel like you're a part of it as well, as we are on the literal road to nowhere.
No, but there's always a point, right? I mean,
yeah.
Usually.
But, the Dallas created this show for information and support. And even when we freestyle, we always have that in mind. And, and we don't necessarily need a script because we've been at it for a while. We live it. And we're always learning, too. I learn from you guys, and I learned from people that I meet online, and about the company. It is so multifaceted now that sometimes it's easy for me to forget about good old fashioned Ground Zero Team DDP Yoga, and that's still a really great place to go. I try to get there a few times a week and welcome new people and check in with And it's nice to see people just starting out and that fire they have, that enthusiasm, and also the, wow, what a welcoming place this is, It's always, everyone's always surprised by that, but we're for real, We are glad you're here, and we're here to support you.
Yeah, that's something we take seriously, and we've worked on for a very long time, and I say we because it's not just me or Stacy. It's Dave Orth, it's Roger Lowry, it's Crystal, it's all these great people that are committed to other people's success, and that's a pretty awesome thing.
Yeah, it really is.
Team DDP Yoga has evolved so much. As we've talked about several times, when I joined Team DDP Yoga, there was probably less. I remember hearing that we just hit 2,000. Subscribers around the time that I hit on board, and to see where we're at today. And I know that the program has evolved, and Facebook has become a catch-all for a lot of people to get together and discuss their journey. But honestly, I don't do a lot of the following of the groups. Personally, I don't get involved in a lot of stuff, especially when I'm on Facebook. Because, I post a lot on Facebook, as you can probably see, but I don't spend a lot of time on there. I usually post my stuff and then take off. I don't scroll through the timelines and stuff, and I feel bad right now. But I make a point to get on Team DDP Yoga. Certain things, I wouldn't be where I am if I didn't have that support of Team DDP Yoga. And it's such an amazing resource, not just for the people to connect with, but the recipes that are posted and the information. We have this app that's just an amazing resource as well. And if you use those two together, it's amazing. And so many people joining on a daily basis. Robert, Stacy, I have no idea how you're able to keep up with all those people in the welcoming committees and stuff, because that's not just an automatic response that's sent out. You have something you say, but you go on their page, you post it, and you move on to the next one.
Yeah.
And that's just having that instant, I'm on here. 2 seconds later, someone says, hey, you're welcome here. We're one of you. Join us. It's just one of those. It's a personal touch that kind of makes you feel involved, as well as a person. Because when you have a group of people that is this large, you know, people get lost in the shuffle, but just knowing that Stacey Morris individually went to your page and said, hey, you're welcome here, and Robert took the time, and Dave Worth and all those people, it gives you a sense of, okay, I'm one of many people, but I'm an individual person that is noticed here.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, because how many, you know, I don't want to say just support system, but forums or websites or whatever have you joined, and you're kind of like lost in the shuffle from the time you start up. You're, you know, there are no welcomes. You just kind of hope to make a friend and connect with somebody, but that certainly doesn't happen, or, you know, at least not right away.
That's so true.
Well, I don't know. You know, I was feeling pretty apprehensive when I joined and, you know, not feeling at all good about myself. And I don't know if I would have, had I just had the DVDs alone, I don't know if I would have stuck with it. It was feeling connected to a group that really made such a difference for me.
And we have the program guide and, you know, all the stuff that comes with the DVDs when I first started. But like anything, if I went to jump into a new endeavor, say I wanted to, say I wanted to write a book or something like that, and I got my program, I can write whatever I want, but I have no idea how to structure this. I have no idea how to go about, like, you know, breaking it down or doing this or making it, you know, relevant or flow. So when you go into a new venture, it's so great to have the resources of just reaching out to someone in a blog post or a chat room or whatever and say, hey, can you kind of like help me a little bit and guide me along? And one of my biggest resources when I started, and it's an underrated resource, and I'm going to put Robert over for a second, but Robert is so good at what he does, and he all the web stuff and the technical stuff and the customer service stuff. But people don't realize that when you have a problem and you reach out to Robert to ask him a question about, you know, whatever it is, he's so quick at getting back to you, and it's the personal touch. You don't have to go on a hotline and hit four numbers and speak to a technical computer voice. You don't have to go through that. You can get a hold of Robert, and he's a human being who's been here. He's been here from the beginning. He knows everything about this program, and he's an underrated resource. You know, he does so much. And he helps so many people who are just confused or lost or have questions on a daily basis.
Hey, if I'll help Mike Mullins, I'll help anybody.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I need a little more help than anyone like you could offer. I need professional help.
Yeah, you need a team of therapists, but you know.
Yeah. So I just wrap the Team DDP Yoga thing. Sometimes, you know, when you're struggling, you know, you go on Facebook, and we are very, very good about controlling our infrastructure of the people who belong to this program. And I'm not saying we're going to kick anybody out or kick anyone's out in the ass, but if someone's being negative or being, you know, a cancer in the community, we will reach out to them. Dallas oftentimes will call and say, hey, what's up, man? You can't be like that. And it's not, you know, it's not discriminatory. If you're a jerk, we're not going to kick you out and throw your DVDs out with you. But we keep it very positive, and we have a team of people who work very hard on keeping, you know, the morale up in this program. And when you're on Facebook or online in general, there's a lot of assholes on Facebook
yes.
and Twitter, and people who just start shit for the sake of starting shit. And sometimes, you know, you can't help that. And when you're on the Facebook groups, we try to, you know, make a point to monitor that. But on Team DDP Yoga, that bullshit's not tolerated. If you're not being empowering to someone else, or you're being an asshole or negative or being a troll, or they call it, we just don't do that there. We'll give you every warning in the book, but we don't do things like that on TeamDDPYoga.com.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah,
so,
people with that intent don't last long. I mean, Robert's really good at shutting them down, but also, I mean, there's just, that's not our vibe. So eventually trolls and people like that just lose interest because it's not really their scene. You know, they don't fit in.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point, Stacey. And when I first started, that was the first thing I noticed. And we've talked about this 100 times. Everyone was so positive and nice that I almost felt kind of awkward. I'm like, is like this some kind of cult or like religious, like, you know, a thing going on here that's trying to, you know, reel me in, because it was just so positive and nice that I didn't know how to take that because I hadn't come across nice people on the internet. And I have, but in a whole, like, an entire group of people. And obviously, as this program grows, you know, to the length and the size that it has, there's going to be some bad eggs that come in and start to get trouble. But, you know, we police ourselves. We don't have anyone out there, you know, the internet police. But we make it a point to either change their mind and say, hey, this isn't how we do things here. That's not how we roll. You know, we're more of a positive group than a negative. And sometimes they get it and say, okay, I can't pull my bullshit here. And sometimes they just they leave. But it's such a great community and a great group of people, positive people, motivating people. And it's a resource, Team DDP Yoga, to when you need to get back to basics, when you're, you know, down the line and things are getting slow down or your progress is slowing. Sometimes it's good just to get back to basics and to backwards what got you there. You know how you made it here. You know you started in the Team DDP Yoga and the workouts every day. Sometimes just checking yourself and realizing I need to, you know, bring it back down to day one.
Yeah, and since you mentioned motivation, let me ask you guys a question, because one of the most common questions that I get through Facebook or customer support is, how do I can't get motivated to get off the couch. I can't stay motivated. You know, how do I get motivated to do this and do that? How do you guys respond to that?
Well, I've got, you know, my favorite answer to that, especially where the couch is concerned, is you don't have to like it. You just have to do it. It's and I wrote a blog about this a few years ago, that it's a mistake to wait for motivation. Because sometimes it doesn't always come up and give you a big bear hug, you know. And mm-hmm. I go through this, you know, pretty regularly. Not every day, but there are days when I know I procrastinate. And, you know, I'll suddenly find all these things I, quote, need to do. And my workout's getting pushed further and further back into the day. Actually, today I did mine at 6 o'clock. So, but I go ahead.
I did mine at 4:30, so I'm right there with you.
Oh, yeah. Well, and, you know, it's my answer to that is it's very common to feel either unmotivated or to say, oh, gee, I'm too busy. I've got this, and this to do. And my response is, you know, don't take those things seriously, those excuses or that feeling of, oh, I'm just not into it. Do it even mm-hmm. if you're not into it. Because it's so good for the body and mind. And the worst thing, and I don't mean this in a judgmental way, but it's just detrimental to be inert. And it's not good for your body or mind. And cumulatively, that's very damaging. You know, you've heard the whole sitting is the new smoking.
Yeah, I think about that all the time when I'm sitting here at my desk.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm so glad that whoever invented that phrase, I'm really grateful, because that got a lot of people's attention. And, you know, if you can get up and just do one workout, or Robert, I know you have to probably force yourself away from the desk because there's always something to do. But even if you get up every 20 minutes, just stretch, just to do some touchdowns, I think that would be great for you. But
definitely,
just you can't wait for motivation. Don't think that there's something wrong with you. We all feel it. We all feel the lack of it. And my thing is, I just do it anyway because it's so important. And then the incentive is I feel better and I want to keep feeling better. And that will build on itself. At first, if you've been inactive and you start working out, it's going to feel strange. That's, you know, no surprise. But if you just give it some time and focus, it'll start to feel normal.
Mm-hmm.
I want to hit on that, and then I want to talk about the sitting as the new smoking thing and the getting up during the day, because I deal with the same issues with you guys, you know, working from home and, you know, dealing with that. But I wanted to hit on, when I first started DDP Yoga, it took a little while for me to kind of realize this, but I put up a video. It's probably still available on the old Team DDP Yoga site. And I got a really good response from it, and a lot of people still to this day will share it and tag me in it. But the video was called Motivation is a Myth, and I still stand by that to this day, because people think that a trait of successful people, whether it's the best actor in the world or sports star in the world or whatever it may be, is that they're motivated people. And in all reality, you know, motivation isn't what creates success. Motivation isn't what is responsible for success. When I described this to a lot of people who start Team DDP Yoga, you get the initial buzz. You feel high. You feel like, you know, powerful and great the first couple of weeks you start DDP Yoga, and you're really into it. You get home and you can't wait to get on the mat and work out. And it just becomes like the thing you look forward to during the day. And like anything, you know, familiarity with something so much, it no longer becomes a special part of your day. It just becomes a part of your day. And then eventually, you know, after the high wears off and the newness wears off, it's going to become part of the day that you're just like, oh, I just got home from work. I don't want to work out. And mm-hmm. that's where so many people fall in that aspect, is when they no longer are excited to get on the mat. Because there's going to be a point when you're no longer excited to do DDP yoga. But the thing that separates the successful people and the people who don't, is like Stacey's saying, is getting on the mat even when you're not excited. Motivation, you know, for anything, whether it's to lose weight, motivation is, you know, chemical reaction to get better. But you'll lose motivation quick. You know, nobody can sustain that kind of motivation forever. And that's the point where you need to let determination sit in. You need to be able to stand up and get on the mat even when it is the last thing in the world you want to do. Or whether, you know, if you see a giant pizza in there, you're not motivated at all. Grabbing that apple instead is probably the least thing you want to do. You're not motivated at all to do that, but you do. And that's what creates success. Is, you know, success doesn't happen when you're motivated. Success happens motivated at all, but you still. And
Robert, do you hear?
So,
what's that?
Mike, you're breaking up on my end. Robert, do you hear him?
I thought that was just me, so I wasn't going to say anything.
Oh. Okay, yeah.
Oh,
you're breaking up a little, Mike.
Yeah, was he, like, slowing down for you?
Yeah.
Okay, so that may have just been the connection to Blog Talk as well. But my thoughts on
Did
that
you guys
is...
Get my...
Yeah, I think we got the gist of it, of what you were saying.
Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, what I like about what you just said, Mike, is, you know, motivation fades. It's kind of like, you know, that initial blush of, you know, romance or chemistry in the beginning of a relationship. It, you know, it fades and it changes and it morphs. But what I do with my workouts and clean eating is I just kind of take my emotions out of the equation. You know, I don't wait to see, oh, do you feel like doing it? It's just, it's mechanical to an extent, you know?
Yeah.
In terms of taking care of myself and the discipline, it's just discipline. At night, my nighttime routine includes washing the organic lemons, slicing them, and steeping them. So in the morning, I've got the hot lemon water already, you know. It's just part of my night. And I don't question it. I don't complain about it. And same with any kind of cooking that I do. It's just there's going to be prep time and takes time out of my day, but guess what? It is so worth it, you know? I feel better, and I look better.
Yeah, and I have trouble, like, responding to that question without sounding like an asshole, because I can't help motivate anybody, you know? It's not...
Right.
If you can't get excited to get off the couch, I mean, it's not about, well, hey, I need to get some sort of inspiration going. No, I can't help with inspiration. I can help with work ethic.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what wins the race.
Yeah, it is. And it's really everyone who's been at this long term, we all do it. We all get up and do it anyway, even on the days we don't want to. So motivation's really only part of the equation.
Yes, definitely. And go ahead. Are you still breaking up?
I think we're losing you again, Mike.
Oh.
You want to call back? Would that help?
Yeah, I'll call right back.
Okay, cool. Well, it's basically the way that I look at it is it's like anything that you want, anywhere you want to get in life. Like you, for example, I mean, you know, you're a writer. That's what you do, and you didn't just stumble into that. It took a lot of work to get to where you are, and you're probably still working forward to some other place that you want to get to. You know, nobody needs to call you up and motivate you to say, hey, you need to do some writing or you need to do some research. And you know, you understand that there's work involved to get to where you need to go.
Yeah. Yeah, it's always about putting the work in. And it's just a step at a time, you know. And I know it's really, because I've been there, I know what it's like to be realizing. I didn't dwell on all the weight that I had to lose, but I realized, you know, I do have a long road ahead of me.
Yes.
But I didn't fixate on that because what good does that do? All I can do is take care of it incrementally every day. And that's the only way that I got through it. And I just focused on each day. And instead of fantasizing about the future or worrying about it.
Yeah, because the only thing you can really do is look at what's right in front of you and deal with that. Yeah, you know, I kind of, when I'm talking to people about people getting overwhelmed by their issues, I use the analogy of, what they're called. Those people who they jump over the things. What are those things called?
Hurdles.
Thank you, hurdles.
The Olympians in the track meets. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hurdle jumpers, and those people are going hurdle, hurdle, hurdle. I mean, they're just doing it so fast; it's faster than most people can think. But you have to concentrate on the next hurdle, because if you try to focus on all of them, you're going to trip.
Yeah, that's a great analogy.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, and that kind of leads into where I wanted. That's a great segue. When we had messaged each other earlier this week to figure out what we were talking about on the show, I kind of put over an idea that I kind of wanted to go, and it's kind of where I've had trouble in the past. A while ago, I lost weight, a lot of weight, like 120 pounds, and I was doing awesome, and I didn't need to lose any more weight. And when I no longer found that motivation on the scale, I kind of didn't know how to celebrate my weight loss, because staying the same just didn't give me that, you know, pump on when I stepped on the scale. Whether it's a hurdle in life or whether it's in your weight loss or eating or something, you need to find ways to reinvent your drive sometimes, because the same thing isn't, you know, the thing that initially drove you to be successful in your program may not be doing it for you anymore. And it's so important to find new challenges and new goals and new things you want to achieve, and kind of evolve your journey and evolve where you want to go. When I was first, when I was younger, I didn't want to do anything but be a professional wrestler. And that was the only, I had no backup plan. I had no plan B. I'm like, I'm going to be a wrestler and I'm going to make it, and that's it. And I had no idea what else I wanted to do. And I became a wrestler, and I did that. And obviously it became apparent that that wasn't going to be my career for the rest of my life. So, you know, you got to sit back and think, okay, well, that's not going to be my thing. So how am I still going to be happy and achieve my goals and evolve my thing? And sometimes with the DDP Yoga workout or any, you know, weight loss or eating plan, sometimes it gets boring. Sometimes it gets stagnant. Sometimes it's like, you know, familiarity breeds contempt, and that's the wrong word, but you know what I'm saying. You know, you no longer get excited about it. And sometimes you need to find ways to challenge yourself and, you know, throw in other things. We have the DDP Yoga Facebook Challenge group and things, just to push yourself to different levels, because the thing that's originally drew you is probably not the same thing that's going to drive you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, eventually that new car smell is going to wear off no matter what you do.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And the mind gets used to, you know, the mind and the ego. So I've heard from, you know, the world of psychology, it gets bored easily, you know. So if you do the same thing every day, that's why there's so many workouts, you know. And even within the realm of working out, some of the members are big into, you know, outside challenges like marathons. I know we have a few marathon runners, or they'll do it for charity. You know, they'll pick a charity. And it gives them a reason to really train hard and focus And I myself did a marathon my first year doing DDP yoga. And I still had, you know, at least 50 pounds more, you know, to lose. And DDP was pretty concerned about me. But because I was faithful to doing the workouts, I was in such good shape. I didn't get sore. I didn't have to rest or, you know, I saw people on the course, you know, having to stop and rest. And I could tell they were not comfortable. They were borderline in pain. So the workouts are a great complement if you want to undertake another challenge, just to mix it up and not do the same old thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's going to be a great evolution to this program, too. I've been doing this for long enough that I stopped doing the DVDs. I no longer did them. And it's nothing against Dallas. I loved getting instruction from him, and I loved, you know, the workouts. But it got to the point where I was doing it so long that I kind of learned myself how to kind of, you know, go into different positions and maneuvers, that I kind of took mine to more of a freestyle route and just kind of did my own workout and let it flow. And I know a lot of people who have been doing this program for a long time, and, you know, there's a lot of different workouts, which is great, but when you've done every one of those workouts 120 times, sometimes you just need a change. And with the app, it's such an amazing development because you've got the core workouts that you started with. You've also got updated workouts and the live workouts, which will keep it fresh and new content all the time. So you don't have to get bored with it anymore. You don't have to, you know, be familiar and know what's coming next. It keeps you on your toes. And this app kind of reinvents the program for a lot of people like me who've been doing this for a long time, and Stacey as well, and Robert.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I mean, because if you, because me, I've done Fat Burner probably more than any other workout. And to be able to go to the app and do Fat Burner 2.0, which is the same, but still it's new. There are differences in there, and it ratchets up the difficulty level just a little bit on it. And to be able to access those and know that there's even more workouts coming is awesome.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any shortage of new workouts or ways to mix them up. You know, and like I do that too, Mike. Sometimes I'll just freestyle it, and I'm like, I don't even need to pop in a DVD. I'll just go with my own flow and do it for 30 minutes or so.
Oh, definitely.
And, you know, there's so many things available with the app now that wasn't, you know, the tracking and the accountability and the heart rate and the recipes, which is going to be huge. I know they did a bunch of new recipes they filmed this week, and that's a huge key to your program, is being able to eat and enjoy what you're eating while still being healthy and losing weight. And one of my biggest resources since I've started is, you know, Stacey. She has her books, Clean Comfort and Sweet Comfort, which are available at StaceyMorris.com. But she takes these amazing recipes that are delicious and healthy, and you can enjoy them without, you know, feeling like crap afterwards. And we're lucky to have Stacey as a resource on the show, mm-hmm. and so are you guys. Are you lucky to have Stacey Morris as a resource? You know, I'm lucky enough that I'd be able to text her and ask her for ideas, and she'll send me some stuff. But she did a recipe that she was working on this week. You want to fill us in on what you got there?
Yeah, actually, I have two, and they're both pretty. One is easier than the other, but you'll love this first one, Mike, because you're into you love pumpkin and squash and all that. And even though I'm not a major pumpkin lover, I just got this craving because it is where I'm living right now, bitter cold. I mean, it's probably almost hovering around zero, and it's windy, and it has been like this for a few days. So when it gets like this, I love to comfort myself with soup. And I found this in a magazine. I adapted it to make it really DDP yoga lifestyle friendly. It's acorn squash soup. I just put it up on my Instagram account, which is StaceyMorris11, and I'll probably put it all over the place on my social media. But all it is an acorn squash, which you cut in half, scoop out the seeds, roast it for about half an hour face down, and you scoop out the pulp, put it in a blender or a Vitamix, and add a can of coconut milk. And I'm telling you, it might not sound like much, but it is like the most delicious cream soup with it's a little coconutty, but it's also got that, you know, orange pumpkin squash flavor, and it's really good for you. And it's just absolutely simple, you know? No extra sodium, no bad fats, and it's a really easy way to get the veggies down. So that's
one. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I think I had a feeling you'd like that one, Mike, because I know you mm-hmm. like the orange vegetables.
Mm-hmm,
but
yes.
The other one, I mean, you guys, I don't know anybody who doesn't like pasta.
I love pasta.
Oh, you do? Okay, this one's for you. In all my years of recipe developing, I never thought to do pasta this way, and it's just the simplest combination of ingredients. I read it in Oprah magazine. They interviewed some actress about what's your favorite comfort food. And it's something called, in Italian, it's called cacio e pepe, which means cheese and pepper. And it's like from the, you know, area around Rome, and it's a peasant dish. So it's very, you know, low-key and simple. But you just take whatever pasta you like, you know, spaghetti, fettuccine, and after you cook it, you drain it. And the key here is you have to reserve about a cup of the pasta water, which is nice, starchy water. And after it's drained, you throw it back in the pot with that cup of pasta water. And you don't really even have to heat it because the pasta will be steaming. Then you add a cup of grated pecorino. Now, the original recipe calls for Parmesan, but pecorino is sheep cheese, which tastes just like Parmesan. And then you add about 2 to 4 tablespoons of butter, because this is not a low-calorie dish, and I don't always eat low-calorie. Nobody needs to. You have to be able to splurge a little and enjoy life, you know, so... You guys know this from my books and the recipes I post. I do a blend of super clean, super healthy, and a little bit decadent. So this is one of those decadent recipes. But what really sets this one apart flavor-wise is you add about 2 teaspoons or more, if you're really into it, of fresh cracked black pepper. Mm. And there's just something about the butter, the pepper, and the cheese. And the pasta water makes it like almost a sauce. Almost, it just adds this richness. And I have never tasted anything this good, I'm telling you. And I've never seen this on a menu anywhere. So it's a real classic Italian dish from the old country. And I will be posting it, but I just gave you guys the basic outline. It's so freaking good. I mean, I can't even tell you. And it's a perfect winter dish. You know, it's in the winter, even down where you guys are in Florida and North Carolina, it is chillier. So there's an inclination to want something a little heavier and heartier and more substantial. So there you go.
That sounds amazing. Like, like pasta and carbs have always been my weakness. All my life, I used to come home from school and make a box of Velveeta macaroni and cheese, the box kind.
Yeah.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. always been my weakness, and I just love having a recipe like that can, like, give me my satisfaction when it comes to, like, the pasta and the Italian stuff that, you know, probably isn't the most, you know, low-calorically food, but still, mm-hmm. it's a much better than coming home and putting over a box of Velveeta mac and cheese.
Oh, it's way better than any of that stuff. And, of course, I didn't specify, but it's gluten-free pasta we're using. And because it's sheep cheese, there's really no hangover. There's no, you know, yuck factor. You won't feel bloated and all the usual stuff. And it's just... You know, I just feel like it's so important to have these things that don't feel like, you know, you're on a diet, you know, that it's something you would want to eat again and again because it's so enjoyable. Now, you know, I wouldn't eat this all the time, but, hey, it's everyone's discretion. You know, I never tell anybody how to eat. I mean, if you want to eat this more often, go for it. But it's just so cool to have these dishes to fall back on, and there are plenty of great recipes on Team DDP Yoga. I'm amazed at the creativity of the members. You know, some of the stuff is like, wow, I never thought of that. I'm going to try it. And there have to be about, would you say, Robert, a couple hundred at this point?
Oh, at least. Yeah, there's not thousands. There's so many, so much content up there. Because you got to think, that's going back, what, 6-7 years, maybe longer?
At least 7, because I've been on for 7.
Whenever I have someone talk to me about a recipe and I'm giving them food tips and stuff when I start this program, I mention the sheep cheese, and they always give me like a head-tilted, quirky kind of like, huh? And for me, honestly, like, especially being such a picky eater that I was before I started this, sheep cheese just like, ew. I didn't even try it, and I instantly had my mindset that I wasn't going to like it. It's not my thing. I promise you, if you're a cheese person and you want to get cheese in your diet, Pecorino Romano or Manchego, just try it. Take a little cube of it, and you'll be shocked when you find out that you like sheep cheese.
Mm-hmm. And just like goat cheese. Goat cheese is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
People get scared. They get scared automatically. Don't knock it till you try it. There are many varieties out there.
Yeah, I mean, because I went to the first time I tried goat cheese, I went to Carrabba's and had the chicken Brian, and that has goat cheese on it. It was just amazing.
And through trying all these new things, and ask Katie, I wouldn't touch a vegetable. Like, I wouldn't even go near them. And, like, so many things, I was such a picky eater. And when I finally subscribed myself to the notion that just try it, you know, just put it in your mouth and try it, because there were so many things that I was convinced I didn't even like, and I hadn't even seen what they looked like yet. I just, by the name or what it sounded like or it was described, I didn't like things. And forcing myself out of my comfort zone to, you know, experience some of these things and actually give myself a chance to try things, I've quadrupled my diet since then, what I'm able to eat, my choices. And especially when you're on something like this that, you know, it can be restricted at times. You know, you don't have to be restricted, but there's some things you want to stay away from, and having those extra options that you like is definitely a big help when you're trying to do something like this.
Oh, it is. And you know, I'm kind of in your camp there with the vegetables. I'm not crazy about them, but there are so many ways you can prepare them. And I just did, like, tonight for dinner, we had steak, and the rest of the crew had mashed potatoes, which are fine. I mean, they're gluten-free. I don't always want to do carbs at night. So I did cauliflower puree, and it was absolutely delicious. And for me, texture is everything. So if I can get my veggies nice and smooth and creamy, they go down so much easier, and I'm getting it done, and I'm getting it done enjoyably. That's what counts.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a lot of ways to hide them in things, too, like smoothies and juicing and stuff like that, that I never would have even thought of before, you know. And you know, I described it to my mom, and she's like, what are you putting in that smoothie? When she came up here a few weeks ago, I'm like, oh, some strawberries, some blueberries, some carrots, just a bunch of the vegetables and stuff. And she looked at me like I had a tree growing out of my head. And I'm like, and she tried it, and she's like, I can't believe you have all those veggies in there. And it's just one of those things that if you can't do veggies, but you want to have like a smoothie, it's like having a milkshake with vegetable stuffed in it.
Yeah.
So there's different ways to hide it and disguise it and that you wouldn't normally do, and you're still getting the same effect as if you're eating them right from the organic bag of carrots.
Oh, right. Yeah, I'm so envious of people who can sit down and eat raw carrots, but it's not going to happen for me. But I can sneak them into recipes, and including desserts. Which is wonderful. I mean, there are so many ways just to sneak them in, and you do need a variety. It's good. I like that adage, they say, eat the rainbow, you know, meaning try to get as many colors on your plate, and that's a good rule of thumb, too, because all the colors...
All the time, I thought it meant eat Skittles.
Well, I think they mean... colors that come from the produce section. Nature's colors, not red dye number 4 or whatever they call it.
I know.
Well, it's probably about time to start wrapping up the show. And you know, Stacey, you mentioned how you don't like to eat you don't like to eat carbs at night, and I'm the complete opposite. I love to eat carbs at night. I love to eat potatoes. I love to eat pasta. I love to eat bread and cheese and donuts. The difference is I can't now, because if I do, I know where I'll end up. But I will always like eating carbs at night, and I will always like eating carbs every other moment of the day. But it comes to the point, like we said earlier, sometimes you don't have to like it. You just have to do it. And I would love to eat carbs all day long. But you know what? I know where I was before, and I know where I don't want to be again. And, you know, Stacey Morris has an email address, StaceyMorris345@yahoo.com. where you want to send your questions. If you have a question for the show, definitely send them over to her. But the 345, I don't think I'm telling anything new. That's what you used to be at. That was where you were at. And the fact that you have...
That was my weight. And I remember it, like you said, because that's a big part of my incentive to do what I do and to go without sometimes. You know? It's not such a big deal to go without here and there. Because of what I get in return. You know, there's a nice fair trade here, too. It's not like I'm suffering for nothing. And I do what I can to not suffer, you know, through making the food creative and tasty and healthy as well. So, I'm right with you, Mike. I mean, I used to eat all the time at night, and carbs and sweets and anything soft and fluffy with lots of fat. But didn't get me to a good place, so that's why I decided not to do it anymore.
Yes, and Stacey Morris 345, a lot of people would look at that number and try to forget about it, try to ignore it, try to leave it in their past. Sometimes traumatic things or things that you weren't happy about, just people try to put them out of their minds. But for Stacey, that's your email address. You look at that every day. It's probably a driving force to see that number every day and realize where you've been and where you don't want to be again.
Yeah, absolutely. And, so please, you know, we don't always get to every question each week, but we do read them. So feel free to send us questions, and we'll do our best to get the answers.
Yes, and also we talked about this tonight, and then we're going to wrap up. Robert and Stacey and I discussed this. We set up a DDP Yoga Twitter account a while back. It's at DDP Yoga. It's Twitter at DDP Yoga. And we kind of neglected it. I actually lost the password and stuff, so I got to recover all that stuff. And I'm going to try to be better about keeping you guys up to date on the show topics and what we're going to be doing. And you can feel free to ask questions for us that we can kind of go over on the air. And I can post some of Stacey's amazing recipes when they come out. So when she posts her recipe on StaceyMorris.com, I can link that up there as well. So at DDP Radio is the official Twitter account of the show, and I'm going to be really going to make a point to try to better about updating that more often. And, of course, Stacey Morris at StaceyMorris.com. You can find everything about Stacey, her success, her recipes, and all the latest news, because she's been a little bit of a media darling, TV appearances, book signings, and all that fun stuff as well.
And always new recipes. So please go to my site and check them out. And I have literally years worth of recipes there. So it's a great resource.
Yes, you can see the evolution of Stacey Morris for the past several years, and she has grown huge as a person. Not huge physically, I mean huge. as a human being. She's grown leaps and bounds as a human being, as we all have in this process. So it's achievable. You can change yourself. You know, there's an old adage that people can't change. Some people truly believe that people can't change. But it is possible, but it's not going to be easy. And that's what we try to do every week on DDP Radio. I don't know anything more than you do. I'm just trying to share what works for me and what helped me change. And the same with Stacey. And the same with Robert. So we will be back next week with a brand new episode of DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. As always, ddpyoga.com for all your information. The Resurrection of Jake the Snake Roberts is available on iTunes. And Robert, his good-looking ass, as always, is going to be here with us. Stacey is going to be here with us. And we'll be back next week. So anything else to add, guys?
No. I just, you know, have a great week. And for Pete's sake, don't wait for motivation.
Oh, God,
do
yes.
Do it anyway. Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you, guys. Oh, go ahead, Robert.
I get final thoughts, too. Cool.
Yeah.
No, it's like brushing your teeth or taking your vitamins. That's how you need to look at your workouts or your exercise or eating right. It's part of your routine to keep you alive longer and in a more happy state while you're there.
Yeah. Absolutely. Robert with a silent Bob moment. He always has something insightful to say as we close the show. But anyways, DDP Radio at ddpradio.com. Until next week, thank you guys so much. And never, ever, ever, ever give up. See ya.
DDP Radio on the road.
Bang! And DDP Yoga hits the road once again. 2016 is a busy, busy year. It's going to be an amazing year for DDP Yoga. And we've got the following stops we're going to be making along the way where you can work out personally with the man himself, Diamond Dallas Page, and his crew of merry men, if you will. The first stop is February 6, 2016 in Timonium, Maryland. That's going to be a hell of a workshop, so you're going to want to get out to that. DDP doesn't hit that area all too often, so you definitely want to get in on that one and work out with the man himself. For more information, of course, you always go to ddpyogaworkshops.com. And then right in his backyard, kind of. I'm not too sure where this is, but Richmond Hill, Georgia. Maybe while you're there, you can take a swing by the Performance Center, work out with Stevie Richards, Dancing Stevie Richards, and Christina Russell, as well as the DDP Yoga crew. That is happening February 20th, 2016, Richmond Hill, Georgia. It's going to be an awesome time. As always, the DDP Yoga workshops are the place to be for your motivation to the max. And, of course, we talked about it last week. The DDP Yoga Retreat is back in 2016. Sally Jane Smith and Lexi Smith from the Travel Smiths put together an awesome presentation every year. There's so much to go over that I can't even do it on this road report, so you're definitely going to want to check that out. That is all information at ddpyogaretreat.com, and that is November of 2016, so you got some time before we go, but definitely get those deposits in soon because they are filling up lightning fast. From DDP Yoga Road Report, my name is Mike Mullins.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige. Oh! Into the Diamond Cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work and, most importantly,
own your life.
This has been a presentation of DDP Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.